Thanks for joining me today. Hope you're doing well. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about growing a business for the sake of growing. And this came out of a conversation that I had this morning, but in retrospect, was really the result of a bigger conversation I had about a month and a half ago. And I'm going to tell you all about that in just a minute. But before I begin, I just wanted to say thanks. Since last week, I've pretty much been talking to one entrepreneur every single day who is seeing this content and just wants to talk about their business. So if that's you, I've now created a booking link. So if you want to have a chat, we can do it on Teams, we can do it over the phone, whatever you want. There's a link down in the notes where you can just mark off a spot on the calendar and let's have a chat. Let's talk about your business. Let's talk about some of the things that I'm sharing every day and how it relates to you. Again, I enjoy business in general. I find that every time I talk to an entrepreneur, I learn something that I can apply to my business. But at the same token, I'm able to make a new connection with an entrepreneur that's out trying to do something innovative with their business. All right, so let me lay the foundation for today's episode. I had the opportunity to meet with a good friend about a month, 6-8 weeks ago. In their business, he's a partner. He's a 1/3 partner in the business. And they generate just over $40 million a year in gross revenue. And so between bites of a salad and talking about the marketplace and what's going on in the world, he looked across the table and he said to me, "Do you know on that $40 million how much we actually keep in the business at the end of the day?" I said, "I don't know, but I hope it's somewhere close to $6 or $8 million, because that'd be, you know, about the right net margin." He says, "Dylan, we barely squeak out $2 million. I was shocked. I said, "Why do you even bother going through all the work? I mean, they've got a couple of hundred employees. They have to quickly do $40 million worth of revenue in about 8 to 9 months out of a 12-month year. Lots of overhead, lots of mental burden." And he said a couple of things to me. He said, first of all, one of the partners doesn't contribute to the business. So he's a drag on the bottom line. But that doesn't kind of get you from, you know, $1.5 million to $6 or $8 million, which is probably where that business should be. He said, "We've got a lot of legacy employees." He says, "The truth is we're just got a lot of expenses that we're not prepared to reduce. And so the business basically just exists to exist." And this morning I was chatting with someone who had said, "Dylan, you know, you're always talking about growing your business, growing your business, growing your business. But first of all, I don't know how to do that. But I also don't know why I want to do that. I kind of enjoy the pace that I'm at." And so I thought this episode would be important, because in the first example, a friend of mine said, "Well, what were to happen if one of your partners were to buy you out? He says, "You know what I would do, Dylan? I would do exactly the same thing I'm doing now, but I would do it with less than a dozen people. And at the end of the day, on a net basis, I probably would make more money with less effort, and I'd have time for my family and to do all of the things that right now I don't get to do." So it does beg the question, growing a business for the sake of growing, is it worth it? What's the point? And so I thought I would try to sketch out just a couple of things to think about that I have had to consider as I have worked on dozens of businesses over the last couple of decades and have had to try and figure out the answer to this question for myself. So the first question to ask is the obvious one, which is, why bother? You know, in my friend's example, to go from $40 million to $50 million, that still doesn't make them the market leader, if you can believe that. They still have a lot of work to do to get up to sort of 100, maybe 150 million, and then they would be considered a major player. But why bother? You know, at $40 million gross rev, and you're only making a million or two after all of your expenses, man, that's a lot of work for a very tiny result. So the first question is, why bother? And even if right now you happen to be an owner operator of a business, you could be asking yourself the same question, why bother growing? So you definitely need to be able to answer that question. I think part of the answer to that question would be in answering point number two, which is, well, what's the goal? If I was going to grow this business, what is the goal? And in the one example, my friend's goal might be to say, "Look, we actually think that if we can get past $40 million, I'm prepared to make all of the hard decisions to cut our costs. We will get up to kind of that industry margin of $6 or $8 million after costs. And that would be worth it, because then we become a very there's a high likelihood that we would be acquired by one of the bigger market players. So that would be, you know, an example of one goal. For an owner-operator who runs a business that they are actively involved in, they literally have a job that they are doing every single day, they might say, well, my goal is to move from an owner-operator just to an owner. And in order to do that, I have to build out a management team. In order to build out a management team, I have to have the cash flow to pay for all of the people that are doing the things that I'm doing. And so once you figured out why bother, what's the point of all of this, then you have to be able to right behind that say, well, then what's the goal? If I'm going to bother growing, if I'm going to listen to all of, you know, Dylan's content, and I'm going to read books, and I'm going to educate myself on business and really try to make sure I'm a great entrepreneur, why bother? But what's the goal? What am I working towards? And that always seems very obvious. But if you spend any time at all, like I do, talking to entrepreneurs on a daily basis, you really start getting a handle on how difficult it is to really articulate what the goal is. So I found myself oftentimes saying to an owner-operator, look, don't grow your business. Right now, as an owner-operator, this is a job. You are checking in every day, you're checking out every day, you know, on the cash flow quadrant, you're not a struggling business, you're not a business that's trying to figure out what it is you do, you're in that growing quadrant, but you may decide not to grow. You might decide you enjoy your job, you enjoy the amount of income you take home for the amount of work that you do, and you never want to see yourself transition over to that investing quadrant. And that's okay, because sometimes it's not obvious why you're going to grow or why you want to grow or what the goal of your business is. If you've listened to me for any amount of time, you know that I'll be the first one to tell you most businesses don't get started because an entrepreneur or an individual has this great vision of what it is they want to do. Generally, they'll do it because they want freedom with their time. They want freedom with maybe their money and their wealth and their resources. And so owning a business is the easiest, simplest way to do that. But they don't have a goal. They get into it. They see a problem in the market, or maybe they've worked for a couple of companies in a certain capacity. And then they say to themselves, well, I could do this myself. And that was part of my motivation for becoming an entrepreneur. But sometimes it can just take time to figure out what your goals are. And so growing a business for the sake of growing isn't a good thing at all. In fact, you always should know why you're growing. And so as you find your way through that cash flow quadrant, if you've downloaded, you know, kind of the work in progress ebook that I have right now, you'll discover that growing requires, first of all, it requires a lot of capital. It requires a lot of effort, but there's no point trying to find the capital or expend the effort if you don't know what the end result is for you, the owner. Do you intend on being an owner operator the whole time? Do you want to move over and just simply be an investor? So you've got to answer that question. Why bother? What's the goal? And then you have to kind of do the intellectual, is this the best outcome? Quite frankly, some businesses are not worth growing. In fact, they are better off as investments. In fact, I happen to be managing one right now. We could grow. We could double in size 2 years from now. We could double again. But I'm not sure what the reason, what the end result of all of that effort would be, when the truth is we're probably on a cost benefit time equation. We're probably getting the best result we can get right now. Life isn't super stressful. Our profit margins are very healthy. The cash in the business works. We're able to change out the customers we don't like with new customers that keep coming through the door. And so maybe this business doesn't need to grow because it isn't a business that offers a potential acquirer or offers a company who would want to acquire us any real benefit, because we don't have big capital assets. Yes, we have a customer database, but our customers, there's nothing that specifically ties them to our business other than the great work that our team does. But there's no end run. This isn't a company you could take public. This isn't a company that you could buy for, you know, 1x earnings and sell for 5x earnings. That's just not what this business is made of. And so as the owner operator, the opportunity is just to be an owner. Let the company and the management team operate. Make sure the checks and balances and guardrails are in place to ensure the financial health and stability of the business. But that might be good enough. there might not be a reason to grow, to really grow the business. And I know that might fly in the face of if you're not growing, you're dying. But in some cases, a business is better served to be a place of employment for a lot of people. And maybe, you know, maybe you sell to management one day, or maybe you do find a way to maybe sell it for, you know, one times earning or 1.5 times earnings. I think probably what practically happens is if you've built your management team properly, there's somebody on the team who will simply take over the business from you and pay you out over time, and then it becomes their business, and then they can choose to do what they want with it. But as I had these conversations, as I was thinking about my friend from a couple of weeks back who expends an enormous amount of energy being an owner-operator of a business doing $40 million a year, he's got a partner that doesn't really contribute, their bottom line isn't super healthy, but in order for him to take his business from where it is to where it could be, it's just going to require a lot of heavy lifting. And you know what? He's just not into that. He just doesn't see that he wants to be the person doing that. In fact, secretly, I think he hopes one of his partners buys him out so that he can walk down the street, hire a handful of people, and basically buy himself a job. So I thought between that, and having conversations with entrepreneurs about, you know, what if I don't know how to grow my business? What if I don't want to grow my business, or I can't quite see why I would do that right now? I thought maybe sharing some thoughts on this topic would be helpful for a business owner that finds himself in that position. Because as we all know, it's hard to start a business. It's hard to run a business that is profitable, and it's even harder to develop a business that can generate cash flow and put you in a position where you're no longer an owner-operator, but you're an owner and you're investing the results of all of your hard work into other things that can exponentially grow your wealth. So I hope you found that helpful. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I've been talking to an entrepreneur every single day who is listening or watching this content. I've now put a link in the notes so that if you wanted to just book a time to chat, it's real easy to do. And I would love to hear about your business. I'd love to hear about your challenges, your opportunities, or even if you just want some feedback on what you're considering. I love hearing myself talk. I'd be happy to talk to you about your business and would love to learn what you're up to, because I seem to take away a lot when I do get the chance to hear what folks are up to. So thanks for tuning in. If you like the episode, make sure to subscribe or hit the bell or download it or share it or rate it or do something with this content so that it gets in front of other people who might find it as helpful as you are.